T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Thursday, off of number 1 and number 10. And then Sunday's final round, you're going to need to know this too.
All right.
Starting earlier so that it can end earlier so that CBS can have a late afternoon NFL game. So it's going to be a little bit of a different schedule starting on Thursday. But Tiger Woods, the most famous golfer available, still to this day, even if he's not the best, he is going to tee off at 6:55 a.m. Central Time on Thursday morning. He is playing with Shane Lowry and Andy Ogletree. And the biggest story outside of Tiger is probably Bryson DeChambeau.
Sure.
And Bryson is teeing off at 6:33 Central on Thursday morning. He's going to be playing with John Rahm. So that's a great group as well. Two of the very best golfers in the world. I believe, updated odds, Bryson and John Rahm are 1 and 2 in terms of favorites to win the 2020 Masters. And so they will be playing together, teeing off 6:33 Central on Thursday morning. Again, golfers going off starting at 6 a.m. Central on number 1 and number 10.
Story number 4.
Interesting little moment on MSNBC earlier today. I didn't see it live, but it went viral very quickly, yeah. So I saw it on Twitter. It is your normal setup that we've gotten used to during the pandemic when a correspondent who would normally be in studio is actually working out of his or her home. I've been doing it a lot. I've hosted television shows for CBS Sports Network that I would normally fly to New York, be in studio, and do them there. I've hosted those shows during this pandemic from an attic upstairs in my home that has been converted into a studio. So I know exactly what this guy is going through. And as soon as I saw it, I knew exactly how he ended up in this situation, what happened, why it happened. We'll listen to it first, then I'll explain. But the beeps, the first one's going to represent an S-bomb, and the second one is going to represent an F-bomb live on TV this morning.
Iranian has some new reporting on something that we talked about at the top of the hour, how the Trump administration is handling the transition with the incoming Biden team, or not handling it, we should say, to a certain extent. This time, it involves our intelligence community. Ken, what have you learned, sir?
Oh, shit.
Okay. I think we lost Ken for a second.
He looks down, if you can see the video, he looks down, Ken does, at his phone. He's holding his phone. He looks down at his phone and he says, OSF. And as soon as I saw it, I knew exactly what happened. Because he's using the exact same setup for MSNBC that I use for CBS Sports Network. The way it works is that, like, when I had to be on CBS Sports HQ last night to discuss the NBA draft, which is scheduled for next Wednesday, the way it works is I've got a camera set up in this studio in my home, and my mic attaches to the camera. My mic is going through the camera. But your IFB, which is your earpiece, is hooked to your phone. So you've got two separate devices. Typically, when you're talking to somebody, like on a phone, you hear them through one thing and you talk to them through the same thing. But the way these home studios are set up, or at least mine and Ken's here, your IFB, your ear, is coming through your phone. So somebody's talking to you through your phone. everything you hear is coming through your phone.
Yeah.
But your mic is connected to your camera. You're not talking back into the phone. You're listening through the phone, but talking into a mic that's connected to the camera. And so when I have to go on and do these hits, they will call me on my phone and say, we're going to connect you now. And that means that I can hear somebody through my phone when I connect my IFP, earpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But when I try to talk to them, I don't talk to them through the phone. I talk to them through the mic that is connected to my camera, that is connected to my TVU unit set up in the studio.
Right, right.
So here's what happened to him, because this happened to me. I've never done that, but this is what happened to me. He's holding his phone,
mm-hmm.
and he accidentally hung up on it. He hung up his phone. So he can't hear the anchor anymore.
Right.
And your instincts, if you've been doing television normally forever, is that once you can't hear the anchor, you're disconnected, and so you need to reconnect.
Yeah.
But his mic has not got anything to do with his phone, and his camera's got nothing to do with his phone. His mic and his camera are a total separate entity. So just because he lost the anchor on his phone, all he did was lose his ear. All he did was lose what he could hear. He didn't lose his shot, and he didn't lose his mic. So he just forgot.
Thoughts on Craig's reaction after the fact?
He handled it as that's what you did. You know, you
might hear it real quick.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Okay.
you do the best you can. I mean, it's live television. You don't expect your correspondent to drop an F-bomb or an S-bomb. But once Ken accidentally hung up that phone, his instincts were, I've lost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't lost your shot, and you haven't lost your mic, so you still can't say cuss words, even if you are understandably frustrated. Jeff Calkins up next.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
We're here with 11-year-old Sheldon, Medford High School's valedictorian. You must be so proud.
We're proud of all of our children.
This Thursday.
Once I'm in college, can we push my bedtime to 8:30?
It's a whole new chapter for the Cooper family.
I get it. You're scared that you're going to miss the way that it was. So what do we do? I guess be scared and do it anyway.
The Young Sheldon season premiere, Thursday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
For a fresh treat, pick up ripe Mexican-grown medium avocados. Right now, they're just 67 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. So download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, risk-free coverage, paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Jay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, that's how this whole thing goes. You know, I call in, you ask the question.
Actually,
yeah.
that is the way it's supposed to go. Sometimes you call in and I just start telling you stories and stuff.
Yeah, or sometimes I come in and just tell you reports on something that has gone amiss in my life. You know?
I do notice that sometimes I just end up talking to you like you're something other than my guest. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. It's good.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Let's do this the right way. When was the presidential election?
Presidential election was a week ago, today.
Okay.
Today's Tuesday. It was a week ago today.
Okay, then can you tell me why all these football games keep getting canceled by COVID-19? Because it was supposed to be over after the election, and now we can't play football anywhere. We don't have Memphis Navy. We don't have Alabama LSU on America's most watched network, the network of stars. Mississippi State's not going to play. Tennessee's not going to play. We can't play football anywhere. I thought this was going to be over. Help me understand.
So, in terms of starting new and asking questions,
yes,
I think that's what we would call a rhetorical question. I don't think you're really asking me that question. I think you're making a point with that question that maybe, in fact, COVID's a real thing and football, and it wasn't actually invented to bring down the president or overstated to bring down the president. It's a real thing, and now, just as in fact the scientists told you would happen, as fall went on, it would get worse. I don't know if you recall hearing that, like, prepare for a second wave. I mean, those words doesn't seem familiar.
I cannot believe.
Well, here we are, and we are breaking new freaking records every day. And I really do, like, it used to be, for me, pretty abstract. I'd hear about the numbers, whatever. I know of lots of people now who have it. Like, I'm on a church Zoom call later this evening. I have to do a church Zoom call. And one of the people wrote and said, not going to be on the Zoom call. I have COVID and I'm not feeling great. You know, just like that. It is much more, as I've said before, we have someone at Intercom whose mother is in the hospital. And it's not just some abstract numbers. This is never an abstraction anyway. They're real people dying and real people sick. But it really does. Like, it's not just that I can see that the numbers are going up. I see it in my Facebook posts. I see it. Mehdi Sadeghi's father died. Condolences to him. He posted an incredible tribute to his dad and the way that he lived his life. But he died of it. Like, it's And so now you've got all these games that are being canceled, as probably one would have imagined would have happened.
Yeah, it was. I remember early on in this thing, or maybe not even that early on, but let's just say April, May. You know, every once in a while, I would post one of these stories on the Facebook page about, you know, numbers are up and deaths are up and hospitalizations are getting to a bad place. And, predictably, I would have some wackos jump on the Facebook page and they would, you know, talk about a hoax and talk about, you know, it's not that serious and it's just the flu. And I remember getting a text message from a friend of mine who works for CBS Sports and lives in New York. And she was just blown away by how comfortable people were dismissing it. And her, I guess what she settled on when trying to make sense of it was, you guys haven't seen it the way we've seen it. You know, she said there was one point where for 8 consecutive days, she knew somebody who died of COVID-19. 8 days in a row, she knew somebody who had died. And she was like, you guys in the South haven't seen that yet, and I hope you never do, but it does feel like we're starting to get there, whether it's Dr. Mady's father or Cindy's mother on a ventilator or Jason Smith's grandfather hospitalized right now. Two of my wife's close friends are quarantined right now. Now, they're young and healthy, so they're almost certainly going to be okay, but they have had to stop their lives because of this virus. It does feel like it's starting to hit us in a way in this part of the country where, unless you are just really the dumbest of the dumb, you can't pretend that this is anything other than what the epidemiologist told us it was all along.
I really don't know what the idiots are saying now. I don't mean that, like, I mean the Clay Travis idiots. I don't mean just the people on Facebook or whatever. I just mean, like, I don't know what, because I just said enough. I can't listen to this. Like, I used to follow Clay. I don't follow Clay anymore, right? I don't, but just generally, I don't know, basically, what we have become comfortable with and dismissing. I think Australia has something like 3 days in a row without any COVID cases, or maybe it was without any deaths. Australia right now is a great success story, right? And we got what we got. Bearing down on 250 million, I mean, we're on 250,000 dead. Not 250 million dead, that would be really awful. 250,000 dead. And, you know, we literally are comfortable with three plane crashes every single day. I don't know how, like, and people are, and might say, well, they're old people. But, you know, I don't know, like Trump was an old person, you know, like he didn't die, but like Biden's an old person. Like, are we comfortable with old people dying? I just don't know why we're killing off old people or being happy. And of course, it's not all old people. The idea that we have become comfortable with this is just like, whatever, is insanity to me. So whatever, I mean, you know, people accuse us of terror and spreading fear and whatever else. But, I mean, I hope people are afraid right now because I saw someone yesterday saying, well, a doctor on one of these stations saying that it looks too late for us to avoid the apex. Like, we're going to get to however many million cases it is, whatever. But the question is can we make sure that once we hit that, we won't just plateau there, and that we will start coming down after that. And we have before, like we have before. The problem is, and I actually wondered about this with Biden. Like, I mean, I'm pleased that he is talking about it responsibly and whatever else. I just wonder what you can do at this point. Like, if I think Biden early on telling people to wear masks and wearing a mask and not stoking, making it political, just making the understanding that everyone should be wearing a mask, I think it would have helped once upon a time. Fishman still thinks it's going to help. I don't, like, aren't people so dug in on living their lives the way they're going to live their lives that short of a vaccine, it's hard to imagine people changing the way they live?
I believe so. Like, I've thought for a while, the only way out of this for us is a vaccine. Like, there are other countries who are capable and responsible enough to get this virus under control. Other countries have done it. We're just not one of them. I mean, we spent months arguing about masks. I mean, people are still arguing about masks. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. But it still happens. And so, no, like at this point, you know, we're going to continue to get infections. We're going to continue to get hospitalizations. We're going to continue to die. But most people your age and younger are just going to assume that they'll be okay because they probably will. And they'll live their lives the way that they've been living them. You know, that's where we're at now. Like the idea, I remember when this first became a thing in our country, it was like if we do A, B, and C, then we can get this thing under control. But it became very clear very quickly, we are not a people capable of doing A, B, and C for the common good because we fight over everything, even stupid things. And so here we are. You know, this is how we're going to live and how we're going to lose people until a vaccine is readily available, which probably is about a year away.
I mean, it's not a year away. Readily available. It'll start being available this year, but it'll be, yes, for you and me. Oh, what do you – go ahead, guess, Gary. Guess the month you're going to get the vaccine.
July 2021.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good if you got it in July, I'll be honest.
What the experts are actually saying, again, this is all I do. I repeat what they say. I don't try to outsmart them.
Right.
I don't pretend I know more than they do. They are saying third quarter 2021, you'll be able to walk into your local Walgreens or wherever and get the vaccine if you want it. And so I would, third quarter is, I mean, that's the first month of the third quarter is July.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll get it. I'll line up and get it. And I actually thought, I think most people, I don't think we'll be fighting about whether, in the end, when it comes to saving their own life and whatever, like, I do think most people, and, you know, in their parents' lives and whatever, I think most people, it, provided folks take the vaccine without issues, right, I think people will take the vaccine. I think people will line up to take the vaccine. You already saw, like, there's a Walgreens in town in Memphis that has a sign up saying no coronavirus vaccine, you know, available yet, but hopefully soon.
Hopefully.
Or reasonably.
Reasonably soon. Talking to Jeff Caucus here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Do you have, because I've seen people trotting out theories about why this seems to be getting worse right now, other than the most obvious theory, which is they always told us this was about when it was going to get worse, and so here we are. Some people have suggested Halloween parties, and now, especially with...
Have experts said Halloween?
Oh, I didn't mean to imply experts. I meant just people on Twitter.
Right.
In terms of the reason college football games are being postponed or canceled...
It's Halloween.
..at an excessive rate is because young people, college football players, and or at least their students or their girlfriends or their boyfriends or whatever, probably or maybe attended Halloween parties, and this is the result of that.
Yeah, I don't know how big Halloween is. Like, in other words, when you were at college, would it matter to you if it was Halloween or not? Like, to me, Halloween wasn't a big deal at college.
Halloween was a big thing when I was young. Okay. Now it's just like we walk around the neighborhood and then come back home. But
No, I just wonder, in other words, on a Friday night, what night was Halloween?
Saturday night. I think that's another problem. Like, if you had Halloween on a Wednesday,
but
it might not have been.
Saturday night, we were drinking on every Saturday night. We didn't need to be Halloween. Like, I think that many people more went out in Tuscaloosa on that Saturday as opposed to the previous Saturday? I don't, maybe. I just don't know. I don't know the answer to that, whether that brought a whole lot more people out or not. It is true, though. This is what the expert. I mean, the truth of the matter is it's like we're inside more,
right.
Although it's been beautiful today, but we are inside more. There's not hot weather, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, the expert told us this is exactly what was going to be happening, and now it is, in fact, happening. And I do think there's also the fatigue. Like, lots of people who never would have gone to eat inside at a restaurant are eating inside at a restaurant, right? Just because they're sick of it. And so they said, screw this, and I'm going to eat inside a restaurant. Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet. What are the odds I'm going to get it? I just think there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of just sort of that fatigue about the whole thing.
Well, I can even, like, I've noticed that as well. Like, you know, when early in the pandemic, when you'd go play golf, it was like everybody had separate carts. Nobody was touching anybody else's ball. If you left a club laying down, it's a very normal thing in golf. Like, hey, can you grab my pitching wedge? You know, like, nobody would grab anybody else's pitching wedge. Like, you go get your own pitching wedge. And now, like, when I go play golf, you'll see people riding together. You'll see people pulling pins. You'll see people tossing each other a new ball. That doesn't mean that they're destined to get COVID, but have people relaxed? Even people who initially took this seriously? Yeah, I do think people have relaxed.
I've certainly relaxed. Like, for example, when I filled up my car with gas before, I used a glove or, like, I used a newspaper, like the thing that the newspaper comes in, to hold my hand to pump gas with, because I didn't want to be touching the thing. And every time I went to the grocery, as soon as I got to the car again, I got my sanitizer and I sanitized my hands. And I don't do that anymore. I don't do any of those things anymore.
I multiply
that times 100.
I bought on Amazon, you know, right when this, you know, back in March, I guess, these things you put on your keychain, and they're like pointers. Like, they're, you can touch ATMs with them, and you can touch, you can open a door with them. So I bought them for the whole family, and I've still got one on my key ring right now. I don't use it anymore. You know, when I drive through the.
But of course, some of that's knowledge, because we know that it's not surfaced that much. I mean, literally, I didn't have to do that anymore because I'm told that it's not really transmitted by surface. So we know it's air. And so, but like, I've eaten at restaurants now inside. I've eaten at restaurants inside, which I never used to do. And in fact, I'm doing it tonight. Like, so, I have relaxed. And actually, because I know so many people who have COVID now, I have sort of second guessed my relaxing and said, what the hell am I relaxing? It is literally more dangerous now than it ever has been. Why am I relaxing? Makes no sense. I should be clamping down.
I'm waiting for my kids' schools, all of them, to get shut down. Like, the emails are getting more detailed by the day.
Did you get the? We have a mutual friend. His kid goes to Houston, and he sent me. Yeah, let me see. He sent me. He said, "This is what my email looks like." Hold on a second. Said, "This is what my email looks like in the last." Like, few days, and it's, yeah, here we go. Okay, here we go. It's, every time someone comes down with COVID, a teacher or whatever, they send out an email, right? So they sent out an email on 10-18, on 10-22, on 10-25, on 10-26, on 10-29, on 10-30, on 11-2, on 11-3, on 11-5, on 11-6. I'm laughing, and yesterday, but like basically every day.
Oh, it is basically every day for me. Like, I got an email from one of my son's schools, so it could be three different schools. But it's like, we continued to monitor this student tested positive for coronavirus November 5th. We're monitoring this student. Right now I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 students have been deemed close contact and are quarantining at this moment at one of my son's schools because they were close contact with a student who tested positive for COVID-19. So, like, it's just a matter of time before, you know, my kids have close contact, at the very least, close contact with a confirmed case, and then we're all back home trying to learn inside the walls of our house, which is, I can tell you from experience, not good. Not good for anybody.
Yeah, and you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time fielding the basketball team there, GP, and getting through the basketball season, just like we're having a hard time getting through the football season. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the SEC Super Bowl. I guess we're assuming that this is going to go fine and next week is going to be fine. You know,
I'm not assuming anything at this point. I'm assuming things get pushed back. I know Dan Wolkin had a column earlier today that said there had been no conversations at all about bubbling up for the college football playoff. But if I were them, I'd start thinking a little differently. I'd start thinking about bubbling up at one site for the college football playoff. Otherwise, it appears it's going to be difficult to get to the finish line. They will, one way or another, get to the finish line, but, man, it looks like it's going to be difficult. Wow.
We could be doing better. We could be doing better.
In fairness, we could be doing worse, too. I mean, not much worse.
worse. I mean, if they hadn't shut off China, we'd be doing a lot worse.
Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Be back in a second.
This is time that matters, a window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Tracy wanted to sell her Cordova home and didn't want the hassle of showings in the middle of a pandemic, so she took advantage of Josh Heisel's instant cash offer, and she sold the home with a full-price cash offer, had no showings, got to pick her own closing date. Simplicity at its best. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisel. He is the man with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you, just like he did Tracy, an instant cash offer. You pick. It's totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. Flexible fees. No upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call. The only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home is Josh. I saw 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
If you've been thinking about test driving a new club car onward, now's the perfect time to check out the new and used models or build your own. Club car personal and utility transportation vehicles offer quality, dynamic power options, and with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Visit online at lads.net and find the club car that's right for you.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
So these days, our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. There are remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all of your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can internet wherever, whenever. Plus, get added protection with xFi Advanced Security to help keep all of your devices safe. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get advanced security for free with the xFi Gateway. Just log in and activate through the Xfinity app. Plus, add Xfinity Mobile, and now through January 4th, get $250 off when you purchase an eligible phone. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 11/22/20. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Google it if you don't believe me. First woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. But do you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online, even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Also, Thanksgiving right around the corner. Why not let Memphis Barbecue Company handle the cooking for you? They have double smoked hams with house-made glaze and pecan smoked turkeys. They have pans of dressing. They have homemade pumpkin pie with sugar pecans and caramel sauce. You can call the store to order at 662-536-3763. That's 662-536-3763. Or you can order online at memphisbbqco.com. A manager will call to set up your pickup time. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, 709 DeSoto Cove in Horn Lake, on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Go check the menu, memphisbbqco.com. Ben, I got good news.
What's up?
Sometimes I feel like I don't share enough good news, enough positive news. But we're not living in positive times, Bennett.
That's true. We're not living in positive times.
I'm a reflection of the time.
You can't sugarcoat it.
I can't sugarcoat this stuff. Still fighting over a stupid election. We're living through an idiotic pandemic.
The president said that tonight he's going to expose the voter fraud on Fox News. So stay tuned.
I'm sure he thinks he is. Stay tuned. So we're living in dumb times. I think that's been established.
What's the good news?
Here's the good news.
Okay.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know him, Tony?
Yes.
Tony Fauci. He was on with Jake Tapper within the past hour, and you know what he said? Because I was talking to Jeff Calkins. I asked me in the last segment. He said, GP, when do you think we will be able to, like, your family will be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And I said July 2021. The reason being is because the experts, as recently as yesterday, were suggesting that third quarter 2021 is when it would be widely available in the United States. Third quarter starts in July 2021. So I said July 2021. Seemed like a good guess. Tony Fauci was on with Jake Tapper not too long ago. You know what he said? What
did he say?
April 2021.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, Tony Fauci.
That means we're only going to have to really go through one, like, sports cycle of this.
And are we on the same page? Like, if they're – and I know that these people are going to exist. I'm probably Facebook friends with 20% of them. They're going to refuse to take the vaccine because they just refuse to take the vaccine because they think the government's trying to control them or something. Mm-hmm. You know, are we on the same page? If you die, you die.
Yeah, I mean,
once the vaccine's available and you decide not to take it, that's on you.
I'll be first in line.
I'll snort the vaccine.
I'll snort the vaccine, too.
I will snort the vaccine.
Give me that vaccine. I'm trying to go, like, sit at a Grizzlies game.
Yeah, like, man, I'm trying to get close to people again.
Yeah.
I will snort that vaccine. So there's going to be some people who are convinced the vaccine is designed to do something cuckoo that they read on Facebook. That's on you. I will do my best to try to keep you safe, even if you're not doing your best to try to keep yourself safe from now until that vaccine gets here. After that happens, that's on you. When you end up on a ventilator, you had a chance. Dr. Fauci said the vaccine would be here April 2021. In all seriousness, that's encouraging. Not just be here. I should make sure I'm exactly right. It'll be here
soon.
Next month.
Yeah.
It will be available for our most vulnerable and frontline workers first. Like, I had some guy arguing with me. He was like, well, I think basketball players will get it in December, and then basketball season will be fine. I'm like, well, I don't care what you think. You're just wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Basketball players are not going to be getting this vaccine in December. Our most vulnerable and our frontline workers are going to get it first. That's established. And then, according to Dr. Fauci, in April 2021, it will be readily available throughout the United States of America. So what are we looking at? Like, 5 more months of this?
Let's go.
Let's go. And, okay, so what does that mean for Memphis in May? Can you have a Memphis in May if
Interesting.
You've got a vaccine?
If you're right there.
Now,
yeah,
I believe it does take what I was reading yesterday. It's not like you take the vaccine and now you're COVID-proof.
Mm.
First off, you'll never be COVID-proof. But it is working at above 90% effective rate, which is great.
Good.
The flu vaccine, by the way, is only like between 40 and 60. So this vaccine seems to be more effective than the flu vaccine. But you'll never be COVID-proof. But above 90% is excellent. Dr. Fauci had suggested earlier this year that anything around 50% would be considered good enough.
Sure.
And so above 90% is awesome. But here's the thing I read yesterday. It won't be like you take it and now COVID can't get me. It might take another month for it to be effective.
Okay.
So it's not an immediate thing. Like, you take this shot, walk out the door, you could roll around in COVID, and there's no way you're going to catch it. So if it's readily available in April, it might not be kicking in, for lack of a better phrase, by May. It could be mid-May, late May, even June. So maybe that complicates things. But I'm trying to think of this practically. Like, a lot of people start trying to vacation in May and June and July. And so there's a big difference between July 2021 and April 2021. Big difference.
No question, especially just because a lot of these places that, you know, make their money off tourism, like, that's they need people going places, and I don't think it's happening as much right now.
No, it's not. I mean, we've been considering planning a trip for Christmas just because the last time we went away for Christmas, or maybe it was 2 times ago, last time we went away for Christmas, I think it was Disney World, and that was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, that's Disney World at Christmas is not.
I wanted to not live anymore.
No.
I was ready to give up.
That's not a good call.
It was a terrible call.
Yeah.
I have made poor decisions throughout my life, Bennett.
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
It's so weird because you'll have people that'll be like, oh, it's not. You'll have people think, oh, well, it's not going to be crowded because everyone's going to be. No, everyone wants to go there for Christmas.
They shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, they locked the doors.
Yeah, you can't get in too late.
We were in and nobody else was allowed in on Christmas Day. It was like I made a lot of bad decisions in my life, Bennett. But I would put going to Disney World, Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's up there pretty high. It's not.
That's a tough one.
It's not top five.
I got to told you, GP.
It's not top five, but it's somewhere in the 10 to 20 range. I made a few bad decisions like that. Disney World on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Times Square New Year's Eve.
Yeah, what a
disaster.
Yeah, what can I don't know if this is appropriate for radio. What do people do if they have to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. In Times Square?
Yeah, like for that New Year's thing.
Well, the year we were there. Okay, so I've been in New York for New Year's Eve plenty of times. One time, the first time I was there for New Year's Eve, we went to Times Square. Never again. Like, we were there for New Year's Eve last year.
Mm-hmm. But you just didn't do Times Square.
No.
Right.
We went to dinner on the Upper East Side and then found a bar just outside of Midtown Manhattan, also on the East Side. And then we called it a night, you know, around 2 in the morning or whenever. You don't get close to Times Square. But the year we went to Times Square for New Year's, it was New Year's Eve 2001. Few months after 9/11. Like, Lower Manhattan was still smoky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So security was super tight.
Sure.
And the way, like, we didn't know anything about anything, but the way it was set up then was they would block off the streets with those fences and they would put as many people as they could on this block. And then you're in there like cattle. And then the next block and you're in there like cattle and you were in there and you couldn't leave. If you left, you're out. There was no bars in there. There was no, like, and it was very difficult to sneak. My understanding was under normal circumstances, you could just sneak alcohol in. They weren't letting, security was all over everything, wanding you. They didn't want somebody there with a bomb of some sort.
Sure.
So I remember we were in Times Square right next to where MTV was, the MTV studios, and there was a rumor that, I don't know, maybe Britney Spears or somebody big like that back then was going to perform on top of MTV or something. So we're like, oh, we'll get down there and see that. It'll be awesome. In real life, it was freezing. We were sober. We couldn't move. And we were there from probably about 5 o'clock in the afternoon till about 10 o'clock. And I finally said, I can't stand here anymore. Like, I know this is something that might be on a bucket list for somebody, but can we agree? This is miserable. This is not fun. This is not enjoyable. Literally anything other than this would be more enjoyable than standing here to watch a ball drop in Midtown Manhattan. Like, why don't we go to a bar and then we'll come back out and we'll watch the ball drop from wherever we are. And at least in between then and now we can actually do something that's fun, because standing here freezing sober, this is not my idea of a good time. Yep. So we left. We met a couple from Australia, I think, and ended up just hanging out with them. Missed the ball drop completely.
Ah, whatever.
But we had more fun in the 2 hours from 10 to 12 than I had in the 5 hours from 5 to 10 standing outside in Times Square. Do not ever let anybody talk you in to thinking that's a good time. I don't care what it looks like on TV. It is miserable. And right up there with it, Disney World on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We got out there like 9, 10 in the morning. By noon, we were out. I said, what are we doing here? This is not, this is
can't
not,
do anything.
It's not fun. Like, okay, like, hey, we got a picture for Instagram, so it'll look like we're having fun, which is all that really matters. But like, this is not a fun way to spend this day. And even the kids at that point were like, yeah, let's just, let's call it a day. I think the two little guys fell asleep. And Aiden was like, yeah, let's just bounce. You know, we can do other things other days, but this is not fun. But here's your point. What was your point? If we get that vaccine in April 2021, it will open up vacations for people earlier in the calendar, because we didn't take a vacation this year as a family. Now, like I was mentioning, and this is how we got into this conversation, we were considering going somewhere for Christmas, because the time before Disney World, we went to Telluride. And it was just beautiful.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Like, really pretty. Like, just, you woke up every day and you looked outside and you went, man, this is really nice. Just really, I don't know. My mood is impacted by
scenery.
Yes.
Yep.
Very much so.
For sure.
My mood is impacted by what I'm looking at. If I walk into a house and it's clean, I feel comfortable. If I walk into a house and it's messy, I feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if that's weird or normal, but it's definitely me. And so just waking up there, and then, you know, the windows and the snow and the mountains, just really, really pretty. So we've considered doing that because we're not going to have big gatherings, family gatherings for Christmas, or at least I'm not going to participate in them. So we've considered doing that, but we didn't take a normal vacation this summer. You know, we always do. And we just punted on it because of the pandemic. And there was some thought that you'd have to punt on it next summer too, unless you just wanted to do it no matter what, which plenty of people, including friends of mine, have. But if Dr. Fauci is accurate, what he said today to Jake Tapper, that the vaccine will be readily available, widely available in April 2021, that suggests that you might be able to travel worry-free in May, June, July, August, and we really could be back to some semblance of normalcy quicker than we might have realized a week or two or 10 ago. Back with Dinner to Go.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house tonight. Got Mac football, Akron, and Ohio. Ohio is a 27.5-point favorite. Both of these teams lost last week in their openers, but Akron is not a good football team. I think Ohio rolls in that one, so we'll go with them. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And it's also really easy to do live betting with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Easy to place your bet fast during a game. If you're seeing a trend you like, obviously we know they put up a lot of points in Mac football games, so something to keep an eye on tonight with that live betting. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
From shredding to printing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and copying, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS Store. Every ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Have you been hoping to win $1,000 a day every day for the rest of your life with the added excitement of a chance to win instantly? Well, with Cash for Life with Quick Cash, today could be your lucky day. Give it a try. Simply add Quick Cash to your next Cash for Life purchase for a chance to win instantly. But wait, there's more. Then watch the nightly Cash for Life drawing to see if you win $1,000 a day or week for life. Cash for Life with Quick Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Somewhere out there, a math teacher's school loans were forgiven, allowing her to focus on paying it forward, not back.
Somewhere out there, a parent is breathing easier, knowing their child's college education will cost a little less.
Somewhere out there, a Hope Scholarship just helped a student open the door to a brighter future.
And they all have players like you to thank for the $5.5 billion raised for education. Because every time someone plays the Tennessee Lottery, education wins. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, life-changing fun.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Send money worldwide with Ria Money Transfer.
You'll get great exchange rates and save on fees, too. Try Ria at Kroger today. NMLS number 920968.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings, you may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app, and you're going to want to get on it this weekend because we got a major golf tournament. We got professional football, collegiate football. There will be no shortage of action in that DraftKings sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook. They want to put you the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet, and they cover the bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it can't fear.
And your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here. It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Brook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. Proud partner, Elizabeth Brook is, with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local university, Elizabeth Brook Insurance is the insurance agency for you. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to happen to you. You leave your spouse or your children in a bad financial spot. A life insurance policy can help everybody avoid that. You can get one right now via Elizabeth Brook Insurance. They are waiving the medical exam to help you with COVID-19 social distancing protocols, so take advantage of that. Check the website for more info, rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Brook Insurance, 867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. Visit them online, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff. But let's focus on the good news. Delivered by Dr. Anthony Fauci within the past hour to Jake Tapper. He believes, Tony Fauci, believes that a COVID-19 vaccine will be widely available in the United States of America for people just like you and me, Bennett.
Let's go.
In April 2021.
Sign me up.
So that means we got to get through the rest of November. Good luck. You're going to have to wish us luck on this.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of November, December, January, February, March. 5 more months. Can you get through 5 more months, Bennett?
I think so.
I think we can at this point. I mean, not all of us. We're gonna lose about 1,100 to death.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because we're stupid. We're a dumb country. But we can stay focused. We can maybe get to April 2021, and then we can all take a bunch of shots and get back to going to concerts and basketball games and football games. What do you miss most? What do you miss most that you used to have?
That you
don't have anymore. I do miss going to concerts.
Yeah, I miss going to concerts. I would be at Grizzlies games anyways because of the broadcast. Like, we broadcasted live from an empty FedEx Forum during the bubble. But I just miss that. I miss being at FedEx Forum with a full house. That's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't miss, like, parties or really get-togethers, stuff like that. I don't really miss that. I don't think
I miss that, too.
I don't know that I need that. But I do miss, like, having a concert to look forward to.
Yes.
I miss that. I miss having things to look forward to. Big events that you would normally look forward to that just do not exist in the middle of a pandemic. So, according to Dr. Fauci, we'll have that back hopefully relatively soon, and that's good news.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We got Maction, Bennett.
We do have Maction.
I thought we were going to be limited to maybe nothing, but then I looked at the college football schedule, and we've got Maction. Miami, Ohio at Buffalo appears to be the best game.
Yep.
Both teams are 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo is an 8-point favorite. You got action on this, Bennett?
I got a little action.
You already got action on this.
I got a little action on it. I'm taking the over tonight. I think it was like 54.5 or something like that.
You think that number's too low?
Dude, Buffalo put up like 40-something points last week, and Miami, Ohio put up like 38.
100% chance it's going under.
You think so?
I have no idea. I just know that when people think it's obvious,
I know.
It never actually
works. Why is
works
it like
out.
That?
I don't know. I don't
How
know.
How do they know?
I don't know. I mean, I do know. It's all algorithms and stuff. But, like, what is remarkable to me about sports gambling is that how do you always pick the wrong thing?
It's so true. I always pick the wrong thing.
Why do I always pick the wrong thing? Like, there's two things to pick. Over, under.
Crazy.
Lay the points, take the points.
Did he know
go over or under, take the points, lay the points.
Right.
Always pick the wrong thing.
I always do, too. And you know, the funny thing is when I, like, get it right and win money, it's, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me because I'm always wrong. And I'm like, well, dude, like, why are you even excited about this money you just won? You already lost, like, 10 times that.
Can't think of it. That'll just depress you. You can't ever think about what you – just enjoy the moment. But it is incredible. Like, how is it – you could pick either one of them. They don't make you pick. You could take the points. Hey, you want the points? Take them.
Uh-huh.
You want to lay the points? Lay them. Up to you. You can do whatever you want. And you just consistently get it wrong.
Last night, Jets-Patriots, I was like, both of these teams suck. This game is going to be like 21-17. And, of course, they hit the over.
Why do you always pick the wrong thing?
I know.
I got to figure that out. Somebody's going to have to help me with that. Just, I don't need you to help me pick the right thing. I just need to understand why I always pick the wrong thing. It's so frustrating.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Bennett informed me that the president said there's going to be a ballot corruption exposed tonight on Fox News.
That's what he says. 8 p.m. Central Time, I believe.
What is this guy going to say? Is he going to be on there?
I think he's going to be on there.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing in this country?
I don't know.
Did you see the Secretary of State earlier today?
I did.
What are we doing in this country? Like, this is actually crazy.
I will say, and I'm being honest, like, I think that they deserve their right to a day in court. That's fine. Like, they're going to do that, and that's fine.
Of course. Like, but the way this is supposed to work is you identify corruption, and then you allege corruption. You don't allege corruption and then say, let's go find it.
Right. That's the best way to put it.
They got it backwards.
Yeah.
They got it real backwards. And
well, apparently
again,
he's going to show you tonight.
Again, listen, I'm happy to see it if it exists. I will just repeat what I said yesterday. At this point, there is no reputable evidence of widespread voter fraud that would flip this election. I don't care what you've seen on Facebook. I don't care what your dumb cousin told you. At this point, there has been no evidence presented of widespread voter fraud that would flip this election. Perhaps it'll be uncovered tonight on Fox News. I doubt it. I'd bet against it. If DraftKings put a line on that, I'd bet against it. But I'm happy to hear what anybody has to say.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I check. And our top 101 list for college basketball players, which features three Memphis Tigers, Landers Nolly, DJ Jeffries, and Musa Cisse, it is scheduled to publish tomorrow. So before I'm in here at 4 o'clock, it should be available at CBSSports.com. And I don't know, maybe we'll spend 4 minutes on it or something. Who could say?
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. It's Masters Eve.
It is Masters Eve. I'm excited about the Masters.
I am too.
Yeah.
I want to, like, Bryson DeChambeau. So.
What about that dude today? Who was it? Rahm.
John Rahm.
Did you see that?
Yes.
How? That was like magic.
Oh, I actually had a golfer explain it to me on Twitter. Apparently, if you hit the ball the way Rahm hit it, for people who didn't see it, They're on, I think, par 3, 16 maybe. And he skipped the ball across the water onto the green, hole in one.
Yeah.
I mean, most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
Insane.
As a golfer, an actually talented golfer explained to me, if you hit the ball the way Rom hit it, the ball backspins at an excessive rate. And so when it hits the water like that, it will just skip.
Like a rock. Yeah.
Like a rock. And, you know, then everything else is just luck. It gets on the green and it rolls in the hole. But that was the science behind it, if you will. But, yeah, John Rahm, ridiculous hole-in-one today, just goofing around. And Bryson had said he was not going to bring out the 48-inch driver. He's now said that he is considering using it in the Masters. And when asked about his approach, he said the simplest way to explain it is that I stepped to the ball like I'm trying to hit a home run. I swing as hard as I can because I want to hit it as far as I can hit it. And so that's his approach. He is the betting favorite heading into the Masters. Michael Eve will be covering the Masters live from Augusta for ESPN. He'll join me tomorrow in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Maybe. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Cool weather's coming soon and Cowboy Corner's got you covered.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.